The accreditation from the Texas State Library and Archives Commission will allow the new all-electronic library to operate for its first year.
They've been a wonderful supporter for us, very enthusiastic.
Bibliotheque Project Manager Laura Cole says the provisional accreditation means the new facility is going to be a true library and not just a technology center. She says the American Library Association also has been supportive of the country's first bookless library and is offering guidance on book selection and programming. Cole says each electronic book will be checked out to only one person at a time, just like a hardcover book.
It's the way the publishers have negotiated the contracts. It's one license per user at a time, just as in a regular library. So if we wanted five copies, for example, of The Hunger Games to circulate, if we wanted five people to have access to that title at any given time, we would have to purchase five licenses.
Cole says the newly hired head librarian is combing through book lists now and working with publishers' brokers to purchase $275,000 worth of e-books to begin. At about $25 a piece, Cole says the e-books are more expensive initially, but they are cost-effective because they will last forever. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.